Module 7, Lesson 3, Eating for Hormone Balance. What you'll discover: the biggest food-based hormone harmers, eating for hormone balance. We'll talk about cycle seed rotation, which I love, and we'll discuss the importance of hydration for hormones. So what are the biggest food-based hormone harmers? These are foods or drinks that cause inflammation in the body. Inflammation makes any sort of period problem, pain, any sort of disease you may have or illness way worse. So we want to reduce inflammation overall, which really can help our hormones. To reduce inflammation, drastically reduce dairy. Dairy is full of growth hormones and antibiotics. Dairy products are highly inflammatory and problematic for hormone balance. Also, wheat. Even if you don't have a gluten intolerance, gluten and especially wheat can cause inflammation in the gut. 3, drastically reduce processed sugar. Sugar can rewire the brain, causing an addiction response. Plus, sugar feeds yeast overgrowth in the body and causes, you guessed it, inflammation. So these are 3 big ones, but the list isn't quite done yet. Number 4, caffeine. Caffeine increases cortisol, epinephrine, and estrogen. The elevated levels of cortisol after consuming coffee are similar to those experienced during acute stress. I interviewed Elisa Vitti. She's the author of the book Woman Code. She told me that caffeine makes your hormones so wacky and they actually can't reset until you sleep again the next night. But often we wake up and have caffeine again. So if you're having hormone issues, the caffeine's gotta go. So speaking of similar effects as acute stress, drastically reduce stress. When you're stressed, your body creates more cortisol. To produce more cortisol, progesterone production slows, which can lead to estrogen dominance in the body. And we've been talking about the dangers of estrogen dominance. Also, number 6, alcohol. Alcohol interferes with hormones, impairs reproductive function, affects blood sugar levels, interferes with calcium metabolism, and causes inflammation. Doesn't mean you can never have a glass of wine, but drastically reduce the amount of alcohol you're drinking, and you'll drastically reduce your inflammation. So we know what foods to avoid. What foods can we incorporate to help us when it comes to eating for hormone balance? In your spring, your follicular phase, this is where you want to incorporate fresh, vibrant, light foods here. They make you feel your very best this phase. That means foods like fermented foods, kimchi and sauerkraut. We talked about this a little bit in the spring module. And the reason for that is the probiotics do wonders for your healthy gut flora. We also talked about sprouts, sprouted breads, bean sprouts, and sprouted seeds. Sprouts are nutrient dense and easy to digest. You've just shed the lining of your uterus. A lot of nutrients go out of the body that way. So this is our chance to add those nutrients back in. Also, incorporate lean chicken and eggs this phase. And lots of citrus fruits, all kinds of citrus fruits, plus avocados, especially if you're trying to get pregnant. In the summer, your ovulatory phase, this is where you're going to want to add in a lot of fiber and glutathione. This helps your body metabolize any excess estrogen. So in the summer, going to want to eat lots of raw veggies and salads. This is where you get your fiber from. Also, lots of fruits and fresh pressed juices. This is where you get your glutathione and your antioxidants. Plus, your protein here, lamb, salmon, and shrimp. Also, if you want to incorporate grains, go for light grains like amaranth, quinoa, and corn. And if there's any phase to have a glass of wine, this is the phase. A glass of wine is okay this phase. By eating these foods in the summertime, you're helping your body to process estrogen in the best possible way. Autumn, your luteal phase. Vitamin B wards off cravings, which can be really intense this phase. Root vegetables help flush estrogen, and leafy greens boost calcium and magnesium. So in the autumn, you're going to want to eat lots of cooked greens. Mustard greens, collard greens, leeks, cabbage. We spoke about this in the autumn module. But also incorporate some proteins here like beef, turkey, and white fish. Plus, chickpeas and pine nuts. Hummus. As I told you before, hummus is like a superfood, or actually anything with chickpeas is like a superfood for this phase. When you go for grains in this phase, go for brown rice and millet. Also, incorporate lots of root vegetables. In this way, you help your body to be a well-oiled, hormone-balancing machine. The winter, your menstrual phase. This is where you eat foods rich in nutrients and minerals. That keeps your blood sugar steady while adding fiber and antioxidants. So in the winter, incorporate lots of soups and stews. Remember, we want to be warm and cozy here and keep that uterus nice and warm. For protein, go for seafood. Also incorporate sea vegetables. Nori, kelp, seaweed, salmon, crab, lobster, oysters, scallops. This is the time to go to sushi or hit up that seafood buffet. Also, for other proteins, or if you don't like seafood, incorporate duck and pork. When it comes to fruits, go for grapes, berries, and watermelon this phase. Plus, don't forget those root vegetables and incorporate healthy fats. That can be some healthy oils. Salmon is a really good healthy fat. Avocado, that works too. So why all of this talk about all of these different foods? Because according to Lisa Vitti, who wrote the book Woman Code, food is the way to feed yourself to hormonal health. If you know you have PCOS, endometriosis, or you know you have painful periods, or you've noticed some signs of estrogen dominance when you looked at your blood, plus maybe you've got short cycles, maybe you've got long cycles, this protocol from Lisa Vitti, the eating for different phases of your cycle, can help with all of those period problems and more. I think Lisa Vitti is a genius. She healed herself from PCOS using nothing but food when everyone told her that was impossible. I'm a big, big fan of her work. So I would definitely recommend checking out the book Woman Code by Lisa Vitti. She talks not only about eating for hormone balance and this idea of dividing your cycle into four phases and eating for those four phases, but she also talks about cross-training your cycle and why this is so important. So I would highly recommend reading this. She has a really in-depth list of foods to eat every phase. And my husband and I refer to this list in her book every time we go to the grocery store. And I notice huge improvements within 2 weeks of my skin, of my period test, of my cycle length. If this is interesting to you at all, take it a step further, get her list from her book in the Woman Code. I also recommend Cooking for Hormone Balance by Magdalena Wasilacki. I took a hormone balancing class with her. She healed herself from Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, estrogen dominance, adrenal fatigue, and her book is an actual cookbook if you're interested in cooking for hormone balance. I've made it easy for you to find these. Go to periodlove.com, click on that shop icon, and go to recommended reading. Both of these are on that list. I also learned this from Magdalena. It's called cycle seed rotation. The idea is a lot of us eat seeds. Maybe we add them to our salads or our smoothies, but you can start to rotate the different seeds, which will help you boost estrogen or progesterone. So on day one, that's the first day of your bleed, start to incorporate flaxseed, pumpkin seed, or fish oil. And you continue taking those all the way until you get to day 14. At day 14, you want to start incorporating these seeds and oils that give your body a progesterone boost. So day 14, until you start bleeding again, she suggests adding in sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, and evening primrose oil. You can just do a tablespoon of each of these, or let's say you like flaxseed but you don't like pumpkin seed, do 2 tablespoons of flaxseed in a day. Add them to your smoothies, throw them on your cereal or on top of your granola, and it's an easy, quick way to get this estrogen boost and progesterone boost. So you might have one question here. You might say, all right, I'm estrogen dominant. Why would I want an estrogen boost? Because remember we talked about those xenoestrogens, that's the foreign estrogens. There's also something called phytoestrogens, which are found in plants. Whereas xenoestrogens are a no-no, phytoestrogens are okay. I had a cycle tracking group of women, and I introduced cycle seed rotation into our cycle tracking group. And one woman from the group had for years had a really bad symptom of really painful breasts right before her bleed. She noticed after 1 month of cycle seed rotation, that symptom never came back. So this is something she still continues to do years after we did our cycle tracking group. One thing that I love about eating for hormone balance is how it's really expanded my repertoire of food and recipes. You know, I have a big list each phase of foods that I want to try to incorporate, and I can experiment with different recipes and different things that add in those foods, fruits, vegetables, drinks, seeds. And what I found is that I'm eating so many more foods, which means I'm being exposed to so many more vitamins and minerals as well. Plus, I'm helping my body process estrogen and get those progesterone boosts. For someone like me with advanced stage endometriosis and estrogen dominance, this has really been a game changer for me. Next, let's talk about hydration and how important hydration is for hormone balance. Dehydration can make hormone imbalances worse. So make sure you get plenty of fresh, filtered water. Drink plenty of water to keep bowels moving, cells replenished, and toxins flushed. One thing to note though, in tap water, there are xenoestrogens from birth control. You know, all the water on the planet is recycled over and over and over again. They actually don't have a way yet to cycle out xenoestrogens. So when we're drinking tap water, we're drinking xenoestrogens from birth control from people who've used it in the past. There's also dioxins from chlorine. It's one of the things that they use to clean the water. So that's something to think about too. That's in your tap water. So one thing that I've done that I really like, I've invested in a good water filter. I love the Berkey Carbon water filter. It sits right on my counter. There's also a stainless steel version of the Brita water filter. So if you're loyal to that brand, but you've been used to the plastic water filters, try to stay away from that plastic, maybe switch to stainless steel. Either way, you'll be filtering out some of this bad stuff from your water. So these are some ways you can start to heal yourself and get into hormonal balance with food. So good luck grocery shopping, and I look forward to hearing how it goes for you. And I'll see you in the next lesson.